Blog Talk Radio.
J.O. on the track.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, and you can press the number 1 on your keypad if you'd like to be on the air to give your comments or opinions. All right? 818-301-5834. And let's see, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thank you guys for tuning in today. And today's, right now, is 41 degrees in the ATL. And I'm sorry, guys, I'm trying to do 15 things at once. But it's 41 degrees right now in the ATL. And let's see. I can't get my weather here. Okay, it's 41 degrees right now in sunshine in the ATL, and you're looking at a low tonight of 32 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine 54, low 33. Friday, sunshine 67, low 53. Saturday, rain and 67, low 40. Sunday, sunshine 62, low 36. Monday, sunshine 70 degrees on Monday, low 49. Tuesday, partly cloudy and 76. Wow, we're close to 80 right there on Tuesday. So guys, remember that. And again, remember that this is the flu season. So if you're going to be out, you know, in the elements, please cover your head and wear some type of jacket, a nice jacket, and just be warm. Just stay warm. And also, keep your kids warm. When they get out to get on the bus in the morning, make sure they've got their heads covered and make sure that they're warm, okay? To keep them from being sick. All right, so that's your weather. And let's see, today's word of the day is gadzookery. Gadzookery, G-A-D-Z-O-O-K-E-R-Y. Gadzookery. Gadzookery. Gadzookery is a noun, and it means the use of archaism. The use of archaism. And archaism looks like it comes from the word archaic. Okay? So this is gadzookery means the use of archaism. All right? So grab that word, use it however you want, whatever. I don't know. I don't come up with these words. They send them to me on a daily basis, and I run with it like that. Okay? So today's word of the day is gadzookery. Wednesday is gadzookery. Okay? And let's see, right now is 10 after 6. So today is Contest Wednesday. And remember, if you can win the contest today, you get a T-shirt and an armband. A Frank Williams Show T-shirt and a Frank Williams Show armband if you know the answer to the question. And the question is, what the word of the day on Wednesday? Last Wednesday was the 8th of March. Can you guys give me the word of the day on last Wednesday? You have until the end of the show to come up with that word. If you've been listening to the show or what have you, you should know that word, okay? And that's the key. Is to listen to the show on a daily basis, pick up, write down that word of the day, and then on next Wednesday, we'll have the word of the day contest, and you could win a Frank Williams Show T-shirt and an armband. All right, so you have until the end of the show to answer that question. What was the word of the day on last Wednesday, the 8th of March? All right, So here we go, guys. Let's get into today's show. I see there are a lot of people, more and more people joining the show, and I appreciate you guys for that. And so here we go. Today's episode is entitled, What Do You Talk About on the First Date? Time, money, and above all, sex. These are the things that you talk about on a first date. Now, my first date was many years ago. Okay? My first date was many years ago. But you guys may be in a place, that you're dating right now, and you're trying to find that one, right? You're dating right now, and you're trying to find that one. And while you're on your date, okay, let's put it like this: have you ever been on a date with a woman, or you ever been on a date with a man, or whatever? And you know, you found yourself trying to figure out what to talk about. Okay, you're trying to think of what should I say now, or what should I say? You know, I've never been on a blind date. Maybe you guys have, but blind dates probably are really awkward. I don't know, but blind dates are probably really awkward if you think about it, and kind of know what's going on. That may be okay. I just got a text that says the show went silent. So if you guys can hear me, I hope you can. If you guys can hear me, someone who's listening to the show right now, press the #1 on your keypad, and I'll put you on the air, and you can tell me if you can hear me or not on the show. And I'll try to do something different. But anyway, so the topic for today is what do you talk about on the first date? Time, money, and above all, sex. And what I was saying is that if you're dating right now, okay, and then you go out on a first date with a young lady, then, what do you talk about? You talk about time as far as, okay, I'm on a date with you now. You know, I want to take some time and get to know you better. Especially if you're kind of feeling her out and you got good vibes coming in and she got good vibes going back, back and forth. You say, I want to get to know you better, so I want to spend some time with you. How can we make that happen? Okay. What's your schedule? Are you flexible? This and that. That's time. Okay. And then you want to talk about money. And what I mean by talk about money is that you don't want to step out there and have this young lady or whatever think that you got a lot of money. A lot of men think that showing or trying to show that you got some cash is, a way to get the girl. Some girls you may get like that, but most girls, they're really looking for, something of substance, okay? And what I mean by something of substance is, I mean that, women are looking for somebody who can carry on a conversation, keep up with them, good personality, all this stuff they look for. You know, some of them care about money, but most of these women care about the things you do, the people you know, things like that. So money is not a problem. You can talk about money because what you want to do is you want to treat them to something that they'll really like. I'm not talking about an expensive restaurant and all this. Not on the first date. You want to take her to a nice little, you know, kind of, you know, coffee and donuts type place. Somewhere where you guys can sit together and, you know, one-on-one across from each other, looking her face. She looks in your face and y'all talk, where you can hear each other talk and all this, right? That's where you want to be. You don't want to be in a place where it's all loud and like a club or something where, you know, you have to scream to her, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you can't really get to know her in that type of environment. Okay? And the reason I'm doing this is because someone asked me if I, you know, what do you do on a first date? What do you talk about? Because they found themselves not knowing what to talk about on that first date. So you talk about time and, you know, spending time with each other. You talk about money, and you don't try to flash money. You know, people who have money don't have to flash their money. They don't have to talk about their money. Okay? They really don't. They don't have to talk about their money. You'll see that they have money. I mean, you know, I knew some people a while back that had a lot of cash, okay? And they didn't talk about how much money they had or whatever. That's not the deal. But when you met them and you sat with them for a while, then you see that nice diamond ring on his finger. And you see that, you know, $100,000 Rolex watch that he had on. But his clothes were kind of normal. Not flashy or anything like that. Real down to earth. If you had just met him, you wouldn't know. You would not know. But you see the watch and the ring, you might think, this guy might have a little money. But you wouldn't really know that he's rich until you, like, went to his house or something like that. And then you saw the 30,000 square foot home that he's living in. And it's, you know, right on the lake, right? So money, I'm telling you guys, don't flash or don't talk about how much money you have to a woman, because some women will take it. And then some women will feel like, oh, you should be taking me out to a fine steakhouse, a Ruth Chris or another big steakhouse like a Bones or something in Atlanta I forgot the other big name restaurant. It's 1,000 of them in Atlanta, big 5-star restaurants, big top of the line restaurants in Atlanta. Well, you know, it costs you $150 to $200 for two people to eat. You know, that does not make sense on a first date. Because if you take her there on the first date, is she going to expect that on the second date? Right? And you probably will not be able to keep that up or keep it up very long. So don't try to be flashy. Don't try to step out there right off the bat. you know, take her somewhere modest. Not a lot of money. I'm not saying McDonald's or Burger King or something, but I'm talking about, you know, maybe a nice Chili's or a nice Applebee's or even Red Lobster. I mean, I love Red Lobster. I mean, I don't like it to a fault, but I love Red Lobster, especially those biscuits. But, you know, so don't get into that money thing. Don't get trapped in the money thing. Especially if you don't have it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. And my show is just about full, but there are slots for a few more people to call in. But you can call in. You can listen to the show live. And if you'd like to be on the air, give your comment or your opinion, just press the number one on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. And then, you know, above all other topics, you talk about sex. You talk about sex. And so you get into the point where you already talked about time, spending time with her, and y'all spending time together because you digging her, she digging you. You know, we talked about money. Don't flash your money. Don't tell her you got a lot of money just because you're driving a BMW or whatever. Don't do that. Because she's going to expect that all the time. Right? She's not going to expect anything less. But if you start her off down here, and then, you know, once y'all really get into each other and start digging each other a whole lot, been out on a few dates, maybe every once in a while you can take her to Ruth Chris. Maybe every once in a while you can take her to one of the big restaurants in Atlanta like a Bones and drop $150 or $200 for y'all to eat. Every once in a while. But don't start off the relationship like that. Again, you want to take her somewhere that's quiet where you can hear each other talk and you kind of get to know her. Right? That's what you do. And then, like I said, above all, talk about sex. And what we're talking about, what do you talk about on the first date? And again, above all, we talk about sex. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to tell her, hey, you know, we need to go ahead and get together. We need to go ahead and get together tonight, this and that, yada, yada. But, you know, I do believe, and, you know, I mean, I've been married for 28 years. So, but what I do believe is that if you talk about sex, not in a bad way, okay, guys, not in a bad way, but talk about it in a way that, you know, that you're kind of hinting around about sex. Because let me tell you this. If this your first date, and you take her out on a second and a third and a fourth date, and then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you try to get you a kiss at the end of the night. You know what I'm saying? You try to get you a kiss at the end of the night, or you ask her if she want to go back to your place. Or you take her home and you ask her if you can come in for a while. You know what I'm saying? And then if you do go in for a while, and you may kiss her, y'all may get a little hot and bothered together. And then she says, cause I'm gonna be straight up with you guys. I keep the show 100%. I'm going to be straight up right now. Because when you start kissing on a woman, it's men now. And some women are like this too. But I guarantee you 95% of the men out there are like this. Is that once you start kissing a woman, she's a nice kisser. She doesn't have stinky breath or nothing like that. She's a nice kisser. You're thinking right then. You're thinking about sex, right? And then you may be kissing her and it turns into a longer kiss than you expected. And, you know, you may start rubbing on a leg or something like that or whatever, right? And she pushes your hand away. When she pushes your hand away, you know that means, hey, that ain't happening tonight. Right? That's what that means. That's not happening tonight. And your whole mindset change. Okay? So if you're going to take a woman out second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth date, and then y'all get together and you start kissing and you start rubbing and she said, nah, that's not happening, then when are you going to take her out again? After you leave and go and head to the house, you driving home and you saying to yourself, man, please, I don't took this woman out on 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dates already. Spent a lot of, I done spent almost $1,000 on her, you know, these last few nights. And she going to push my hand away? You know, what's the deal? She going to push my hand away? So, you know, and then you get that phone call from her and you're on the way home. And she said, you getting close to home? Well, yeah, I'm close to home. Well, I had a great time tonight, and you know, I was just calling you to see if you were close to home, see if you were getting home safe, and you know, I wanted to see, you know, when we were gonna go out together. I want to go to the movies on Saturday. Well, you know, Saturday, you know, I usually go do this. Yeah, I'm doing this golf tournament on Saturday for work, and I can't, you know, I'm probably be beat down Saturday night, so I probably won't be good company for you Saturday. We'll try again on another night. You know, we'll get together. I'll call you. Knowing that you're not going to call. Knowing that, you know, hey, things did not go well after that seventh date. Excuse me. You know, that seventh date, and you went to the house, and you kissed her, and you started rubbing on her leg, and she pushed your hand away. That kind of cut the cake. Or something else that kind of knocked the cake off the edge of the table. You know, she may not have jumped into bed with you and slept with you that night. You know, or she didn't have to do that night. But man, you know, don't push my hand away. All, you know, all that's telling me is, right, that's not happening. And I'm going to tell you, once a guy figure out that ain't nothing happening right there, it's probably the end of the road for y'all. That's just a tip for you women out there who are dating. Okay? That's a tip for y'all. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to give up the cookie that night. But at least let the man think that he getting close. Because that's a very, 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 very important part of a relationship. If you're going to get in a relationship with this guy, that's very, 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 very important. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This Frank, I'm over. And I'm out. See ya. I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. Told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey, I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. Hey. I'm on the way. Hey. I'm on the way. Hey. I'm on the way, girl, I'm on the way. You know you on my mind. I see you getting sick from behind in them thighs. She looked at me like Nala, said, so why you lying? Girl, with all that shake, it might as well come with fries. Love it when she cooks steak and taters on the side. That grown woman, she might as well add some wine. She like, baby, hurry up so we can take our time. Fine, I'ma call you in and take her outside. Hey. Hello?
Where you at?
I'm coming.
Baby, where are you?
Let me get my charger out the outlet.
Mister, where you at?
Baby, let me finish putting on my outfit. I'ma be honest, I ain't even at the house.
Doing 80 and a 60 tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I finish. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. Told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. I'm on the way. Look, in 09, we used to get high, baby. Low key, we were like Bonnie and Clyde, baby. It was plain as day, we still tried to hide them feelings inside. Do you remember the time, baby? Remember. We used to vibe, baby. You roll it up, and I used to drive, baby. You light it up, and I grip your thigh, baby. Yeah. Just tell me it's mine, baby. Yeah, see, like, where you at? I told you two rights, and the light, make a left way. And you already know, parking a visitor so you won't get told. It's been a minute, baby, I've been on the road. I'm getting money, cause I gotta do the show. Yeah. Go tell her that I'm home, and tell her I can't talk on the phone, cause you know I'm doing 80 and a 50 tick, cause I ain't had a pussy in a minute, I told her when I get it, I'ma hit it. She told me that she wanted, I'll be there when I'm finished. Oh girl, I'm on the way. Hey. I just left the club and I'm about to make a play. I'm on the way. Wait. She told me that she cooking, I said gonna make a plate. I'm on the way. I'm on the way, I'm on the way, I'm on the way,